Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
Oh man, so first day and the deal is not closed. So there's the drama with the franchise fee is originally we're going to split it 10 and 10. Cool. Sounds good to me. At the franchise conference, someone's like, hey, you got to pay the franchise fee. So I'm like, all right, what if I don't? So well, then you can't attend the conference. That's how I heard it. I don't know if that's how she said it. That's how I've heard it. So I'm like, okay, I'll just pay the fee. So I go to Wells Fargo, pay the fee, come home. And now after the fact, like that was outside of our purchase agreement. Because the purchase agreement said, the seller's going to pay 10, I'm going to pay 10. And now that I pay 10, the accounting is odds, I'm outside the purchase agreement. So I make a sandwich, so there's some rattling. But we just got to amend the stuff. But then it's just drama with like, what does the purchase agreement say? And what does the thing say? And it's like, it's not complicated, but like everyone wants to make sure that they get their final dollars and cents at the end of the day. The seller should get their full pay. The broker should get their full pay. The equity injection is going to get the full pay. But apparently, like, me paying their $10,000 portion is enough to throw things off. So that's kind of annoying. Well, so my takeaway is follow the script, follow the plan. And does the buyer take on more of the headaches? Because if you try to, assume you're going to take on headaches, if you try to, like, play halvesies, and then you end up taking on the headache, then everyone gets a headache. But if you just take your lumps, like, no, I'm going to pay this debt, I'm going to pay this con, then it's done and over with, and then you just get it done. They don't know if you're the right thing to do, but that seems like the easier thing to do. So, like, start around, I'm just going to end up paying the fee myself, because this is ridiculous. What else is going on? Had the first meeting with the managers, went really well, and, oh man, this is going to be quite the adventure. So they say, like, well, how are we going to have vacations covered? How should we do reciprocity? So in the gym world, if they come to my gym, great. I'll service the customer and they pay me. But if they have a membership in another gym, like they come to my gym, do I get paid for that? Can they do that so many times? And in our system, you can get four of them for free. So if you pay for another city, say like Minneapolis and St. Paul, say you go to the St. Paul gym, like that's where your membership is, but you work out in Minneapolis, then you need to have a switch over so that if you're servicing the members, your people get paid. Well, the owner had three locations. That's pretty cool. And he had reciprocity amongst his own clubs, so he kind of blurred them all together like a pile of spaghetti. And now, since the clubs are splitting up, the reciprocity for those two clubs works, but now I'm like the outlier stepchild, which I love my wife. Might not talk about stepchildren. Stepchildren are amazing, but now it's just like, hey, who's what? Who's the parent? Who gets the contract? And it's just a little bit. So there's that. And then what else is going on? Oh, yeah. Are we going to keep the check-in app? How we get memberships? We have inventory, like supplements and merchandise, we got to figure out, like, who's going to pay for inventory? Well, be the owner. But the prior seller would basically buy inventory on his one credit card that covers three studios. And then you just ship it to the right location. Well, that card is still existing and running, but now they can't use the card because, like a different club. So now I have to get a business card, but I don't want to do a credit pull until after the deal closes because I want to have as good a credit possible for the deal close. So I want to get a card for inventory, but I don't want to do it until after the deal closes. And once the deal closes, then we can get inventory. My staff want to get inventory, which is fantastic. And I'm just talking fast because I'm making a sandwich and, oh man, they're shooting from the hip. And the stuff is amazing. Don't get me wrong. Like, these people are incredible. And they're thinking of stuff I never even thought of. Because historically, the manager would cover for vacations. So if someone's on vacations, he would go and he would open the morning, do the whatever. And that was really cool. But I don't know how to lead an instruction class. I don't know how to do a strength training class. I can't do that. Who's going to do it? I don't know. So we're going to have to find a manager. Because someone's going to do that. So let's add someone on to payroll. They're going to do some sales stuff. The gal is excellent. Both gals agreed on who it should be. I'm like, let's roll. This person is good. You like them. Yeah. They're have another sales role. Let's get them on board. Let's tee them up for success. What was it? Inventory. Goodness. I didn't know what I didn't know. So this is all kind of coming high and fast. Tomorrow we're doing some sales training. I'm stoked about that. I'll do some shout outs and referral roles once I get a paid endorsement, because that's going to be worth something. But I got some friends from the prior roles that I've had that do marketing. So folks show up to your gym and then you do the watch your demo close. And that'll be amazing and fantastic. Something that I really like too is they also do sales training. So as they come, like, sure, they can send people to your front door, but if your staff are awful at sales and closing, and I don't want to say closing, but like how many people commit to their health and fitness journey, you need someone who's able to do that. And so this marketing company has actually like free sales training on the actual signing of paperwork stuff, which is really great. People will say, can't afford it. Why will my spouse say? I don't have time. We'll give you reasons why they don't want to actually do what they came in to learn how to do. And so you have to be good at helping people commit and engage on their health and fitness journey. And they do that, which is fantastic. I'm really stoked for it. So that's tomorrow. And since the shifts for the team are between, what are the classes? From 5 to 9, for 5 to 10 a.m., as well as from 4 to 7 p.m. So I asked him, like, hey, when should we have our meetings? So, like, what's our window of doing these? That was good as well. I may look. I'm going to be seeing one-on-ones this week. And what else? Leads, both from it. Sales rep, or one of the managers who was very up for it. One was open to doing it, but not so much. So I'll be getting those things in. Some things I need to do is I need to get this deal closed, but I can get the business inventory card. And then from there, I also want to set up a comp plan, because I want my managers to have something a little more juicy. And need to find a time to meet with this other manager that we were going to be bringing on board. What else? I'm seeing how this is a full-time job. I don't know if people do this as a hobby. That's the takeaway. I think we're closing tomorrow. We'll find out. We'll rock and roll from there.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.